The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. I'd intended tonight to talk particularly to business people, but a letter came in that took the words right out of my mouth. So I'm going to let the woman who wrote the letter tell her own story.
My job calls for long hours and plenty of real hard work. And like a good many people, I started relying mostly on coffee to keep me going. But I found myself getting more and more nervous and jittery. Not until I ran across a Postum ad in a magazine did it strike me that it might be that very coffee that set my nerves on edge. Anyway, I started drinking Postum from then on. And within a month, my nerves were much steadier, and I was almost my old self again.
I wonder how many of you could trace your jumpiness and nervousness to coffee. For while it's true that many people can drink coffee safely without becoming nervous and upset, it's also true that many others should never drink it. If you suspect that coffee may be upsetting your nerves, try drinking Postum instead. Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind which could set your nerves on edge. It's made of whole wheat and bran, roasted to a tempting brown and slightly sweetened. A grand drink with a rich, full-bodied flavor you'll like instantly. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Drink it regularly instead of coffee, if coffee upsets you, and see if you don't feel less tense and strained and jittery. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Friday, Lum and Abner suffered a big disappointment. The fossil, which they recently unearthed on Abner's place and which they thought was a dinosaur, upon an examination by a professor of archaeology from the state university, turned out to be the carcass of a mule. Well, this not only ruined their plans of making a huge fortune out of the discovery, but will also make the motion pictures which they made of the fossil worthless. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Abner and Grandpappy Spears seated back in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store. Listen.
Yeah, I think I hear somebody else come in the front part of the store there, Abner.
Yeah, be right quiet. Maybe they'll leave, Grandpap.
Now, this ain't no way for you to run a store, Abner. Us hiding back here in a feed room playing checkers.
Well, this is the only place we can come to not be interrupted. That's the way you beat me them first two games, me having to get up and wait on customers.
You ain't accused me of cheating, are you?
Well, I wouldn't come right out flat-footed and say that, but... Well, it didn't look to me like I had as many men when I got back as I did when I left.
Yeah, I might know you'd figure out some excuse. According to your tell of it, you never was beat honest in your life.
Well, I don't reckon I was.
Sassy Fresh. Sassy Fresh. I forgot more about playing checkers than you ever know.
Well, move then if you know so much. Don't sit there and gab Abner. All day. Move.
Abner.
Oh, my goodness, be quiet. That's long, that long.
Abner. Is that you back there in the feed room?
No. Be quiet, Grandpap. Maybe he'll leave.
Well, you may as well answer him, Abner. You've got to come out of here sometime.
Dad, blame it. I thought he'd be gone for 2 hours.
Just what I thought.
That we're straightening up this feed room, Law.
I can see that. Give me that checkerboard.
No, now, wait a minute, Lum. Don't hide it again now. I had a hard enough time finding it a while ago.
Now, Grannies, I'm getting sick and tired of the way this store's being run. I met Ezra Seastunk down the road there just now, and he said he was over here a while ago with a whole long list of stuff he wanted to buy, and there weren't nobody here.
Well, he just telling something. I've been here all the time, ain't I, Grandpap?
Yeah, we've been sitting right here for over an hour.
Yes, sir.
Why, sure, hiding back here in the feed room.
We weren't hiding no such a thing. Just got back here where we wouldn't be bothered none.
Did you hear Ezra come in?
Why, well, I never knowed it was Ezra.
No telling how many others come in here wanting stuff. You couldn't hear them back here.
I could done it. They was just two more, is all they was.
Oh, you admit to it, huh? You never waited on them neither.
Well, you know how many loafers they is hanging around these days, Lum. And besides, they more likely wouldn't have wanted to buy nothing. If they did, it'd be something we'd out of.
Well, this ain't no way to run a store, I'll tell you that right now. That's just what I was telling him, too, Lum, just before you come in. And you're just as much to blame as he is, Grandpap. You come over here and nag him into these checker games. Why don't you get out here and tend to your chief of police duties? Why, Well, there ain't nothing to tend to. Ain't nothing going on. Well, if there was, you wouldn't know nothing about it sitting back here. They could rob the whole town without you knowing it. Who could? Who's fixing to rob something? Well, I don't know. I just...
Yeah. Yes, you do, too. You're trying to protect somebody. I know. Who is it, Mom? Come clean or I'll throw you in a calaboose now. This is aiding and abetting a criminal. This is what all it is, and that's again the law.
Yes, it is, Mom. You better confess before you get yourself in trouble.
There ain't nobody going to rob nothing that I know of. I just...
Now, mind out with that gun now, Grandpa.
Off your hands, Dad. Blame it. You're under arrest. I'll third degree you to admit to it if it takes me all night. Take that gun off me, Grandpa, before I take it away from you and hit you on top of the head with it. Get to slinging that thing around here, and the first thing you know, it'll go off and hurt somebody. Put it up.
Well, ain't no cartridges in it. Besides, I'm the law, and it's up to me to investigate such things.
Well, there ain't nothing to investigate. I just said if there was going to be a robbing, you wouldn't know it sitting back here in this feed room. Now, get on up to the front of the store there, Abner, and pay attention to business.
Hey, give me them checkers, Grandpa.
No, wait a minute. Sit down, Grandpa. You don't have to go. I want to talk to you a minute. A little private matter. Go on up to the front, Abner.
Well, I'm going.
What was Jesus wanting to see me about, Mom? Just a minute till he gets out of here. And set that checkerboard back up there. I was over there playing with Moe's Moose just now, and I think I run onto a new system. Here, you take the red ones.
You mean you're going to play checkers?
Yeah, but don't talk so loud.
Well, I do know. After you had all that to say about Abner playing him.
Well, now, just see how we get along. How did that go?
Mom.
It was a...
Mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom. Wait a minute. What you fellas doing back here?
I'm explaining something to Grandpap here. Now, see, this checker here is your house, Grandpap, and the new highway's going to run right down here. What you standing there for, Abner?
Well, Cedric's here, and he wanted to see us.
Well, tell him to come on in.
Well, I know you and Grandpa was talking, and I never knowed where you wanted to be. All right, come on in, Cedric.
I'll finish explaining that deal to you directly, Grandpa.
Well, is that new system you're talking about, Mom?
Yes, a new highway system. Well, howdy, Cedric. What was you wanting? What you got there?
Why, it's a punch board I'm selling chances on. Five cents a chance.
Punch board?
That's again the law, Cedric.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Cedric, you're liable to get yourself in trouble on that. That's out-and-out gambling.
Why, of course it is.
Who put you up to doing such as that, Cedric? That don't sound like you.
Well, I never knowed it was again the law. See, I ain't getting nothing out of it myself.
Well, who's getting it then?
Wait a minute. Maybe it's them same fellas Lum was talking about a minute ago.
Who's behind this, Cedric? That's the fella we're after. Who's the big boss, the leader of the gang? The mastermind, that's the fella we want.
My dog is I'll run on a ticket to keep Pine Ridge clean, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we ain't after you, Cedric. Just tell us who's getting the money off of them gambling devices. Who's the big boss?
Yes, come clean. Who is it, Cedric? Who is it?
Grandma Wilkins.
Grandma Wilkins? Is Grandma starting a crime wave here in Pine Ridge?
Well, I don't know. She just asked me if I'd carry it around town and see if I could sell all these chances for her. See, she ain't able to take in washings no more, and she never wanted to get out and beg for nothing.
No.
She says she can make money out of this thing, enough to get something to eat.
Well.
Oh, well, wait a minute, then. That sort of comes under another head there. Grandma ain't trying to violate no law, you know that.
No, I see now, yeah.
Now, this is coming under the head of charities, sort of like rifling off something. Folks can give nickels to her and get a chance at a prize at the same time. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
What are the prizes, Cedric?
Well, there's 400 chances on here at a nickel apiece. She says that'll bring in
$20.
Well. Wait a minute, let me figure that. 400 times a nickel. Yeah, something like that.
And she's giving out three prizes. The first one is $5, and the second one is $3, and the third one is $2.
Oh, giving the cash money, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Well.
See, here's the three lucky numbers wrote up here at the top. She done got it wrote down there. See, number one and number 100 and... Number 400 wins the prizes.
Well,
I don't think that ought to be again the law, man.
No, that makes it different, of course. Shorter, well, helping the needy, you might say. It's a heap better than begging.
Well, I still don't see how she's going to make any money out of it, giving away all that money for prizes.
Well, she takes in $20 and gives out $10 in prizes, says
yeah,
he.
Yeah, I can see through that. She'll make, figure that in my head. I believe 20 from 10, or 10 from 20 leaves, Yeah, $10 is what she makes.
10, huh?
I think Grandma ought to be allowed to do such as this, man. Well, it's all right with me, whatever Abner says. He's the mayor.
Oh, sure, Lord, me. I don't care, no.
Let's see, how many have you sold so far, Cedric?
Two. One to me and one to Snake Hogan's. But we never win nothing.
Well,
here's a nickel. I'll chance it once. I ain't never win on one of these things, but I think I got a nickel here just to help Grandma. Yeah, here. Yeah, let's see. Oh, it don't make no difference. I don't care much we do lose. It's a good cause. Yeah, try this one.
Here, Cedric, I'll take one, too. And there's your nickel.
I may as well chance it once. You fellas, I reckon. Got change for a quarter, Cedric?
No, Mom. A couple of 20 cents.
Well, that's enough. I owe you a nickel, or a wheel.
Well, there's 5 nickels in a quarter, though.
Hey, doggy, this is the curious looking thing I ever seen.
Mom?
Looks just like a honeycomb. I reckon how they get them little things rolled up in there that way. And did I get one of them? Oh, here it is. Sticking out the back here. Here, Grandpap, here.
These things are so little, they're hard to unfold. Now, what is that number there, Cedric? Your eyes is better than mine.
Oh, my goodness, that's one of the winners, Mr. Lum. Number 100, that wins $3.
Well, wait a minute. This is a winner, too, number 400.
Well, what do you know about that?
This moment wins $5, according to this.
$5? I don't guess we both win, Lum. Why, that's the outdoingest thing I ever heard of.
This is number one I got. Ain't that a winner?
Yeah, says here it wins $2.
Grannies, that's all three of the prizes.
Yeah, let's have the money, Cedric. That makes $10 yours.
Well, I ain't got the money yet, though. I won't have the money till I sell all the rest of these punches off.
Hey, oh, well, you can pay me anytime. I ain't no hurry for it. I can't get over it. All three of us winning a prize.
You can't sell the rest of them punches now, Cedric. The prizes has all been won.
Why, that's right, ain't
it? Yes, did Grandma Wilkins making $10, she's going to lose that money.
Why, sure she is.
No, she ain't got it to lose, neither.
Oh, no.
Here, Cedric, take this board back over to Grandma and tell her it's again the law to run gambling devices in Pine Ridge. And we better fix up a box of groceries and take over there, Abner.
Yeah.
Aye, Grannies, I still ain't never went on one of them punch boards yet.
Well, we hope this proves conclusively to Grandma Wilkins that crime doesn't pay. I suppose you all know that April showers follow March winds. And when your children come home from school on a wet, blustery April day, nothing will taste so good to them or be so good for them as a steaming hot drink. The only question is, what kind of a hot drink shall it be? Well, certainly not coffee, because doctors, teachers, and athletic coaches write to tell you that coffee may affect a child's nerves, his digestion, and his sleep. The way many mothers solve this problem is to give their children a steaming cup of Postum. Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant to upset the systems of growing children. It's simply whole wheat and bran, skillfully blended and roasted and slightly sweetened. And Postum is such a delicious drink. It has a mellow, satisfying flavor, a cheering, tempting aroma. It's no trouble at all to make and costs only 1/2 cent a cup. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. Serve it piping hot in the cup at mealtime. Between meals, your children will be crazy about it. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.